Hello, everybody, and welcome to the One Small Change. I am really thrilled that you are, want to take this journey of exploration and transformation with me. And I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I bring almost 30 years of entrepreneurial experience and passion for discovering growth through the power of seemingly small change. So thank you for joining me on this journey. And this week, we are talking to Elisa, and I'm not even going to try to slaughter your last name, but but you're going to find what she has to share with you is going to be amazing. And you know, I always say, never make it one and done. Take something from what she says and think about how you're going to apply it right away. So, Elisa, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, Yvonne.
Yeah, tell us what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a launch planner. And I help coaches plan and execute their program launch and even events if they want me to help with that. So I also help them like set up their systems and really keep their business organized. And so I do it in a very structured and organized way. And I, in my corporate career, so I have a combined 16 years experience of coaching myself and launching my own programs and also project management. So bringing that into the coaching world and just being a super organized planner person. And yeah, because I just find it really comes easy to me. And I know that it's not a skill that everyone has.
So, so the first lesson is you don't have to know everything or be able to do everything yourself. If you want to get good results. So tell us what your small change was that had a huge impact on you.
Yeah, it was actually becoming the launch planner. I really resisted it for quite some time because I quit my corporate job in 2023, and literally the next day I went to an in-person networking event called JVX. It was in Vegas, and I got to meet my business coach in person, which was amazing. I got to actually like hug him, which was so awesome. And I bounced this idea off him because I had heard before that knowing that some people hire project managers, and like if someone's doing a summit, they get sort of allocated a project manager. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I could do that. And I bounced the idea off him, and he was like, yes, like you need to be a launch planner. And it sounded great, but sometimes when you say something out loud, that sometimes it's like perfect and you're putting it into the universe and you want to manifest it, but other times it may not really sit right. And so for me, it didn't really sit right. And I noticed this huge resistance to it. And it was like, you know what? Like, that's what I just did in corporate. And I just left corporate. Like, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to bring that into my business. It kind of gave me this really like ick kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I put, because I was still doing life coaching at the time, being a confidence coach. And I put the idea kind of to the side, and I was still sort of being encouraged to do it. And eventually I decided, I was like, okay, let's stop like pushing down this feelings. You know, we all know we should probably process our emotions. And so I used like, all the tools that I do have to figure out what was really going on. And yes, there was a lot of resistance. Excuse me. But it was because in my corporate job, there were some of the places that I worked in had a very toxic environment. And I had to deal with a lot of adversity. And I often felt belittled by some of the people that I worked with because, they had degrees and, they were engineers or, and I was, or directors, what have you, and to become a project manager, you can kind of take like a 5-day course, so it's something that I was sort of felt like as if I was lesser than them, though there were definitely some incredibly intelligent people that I worked with and I really respected them. And then I also noticed that the project processes were really quite strict and everybody kind of had an opinion of how they should work. And I often felt at a loss that I couldn't really please anyone. So I had all this history with all this baggage that kind of came with it and all the negative feelings when I did leave. And I was also super burnt out when I left. And so in my mind, it was like, I don't want to live, like go through that toxicity again. I don't want to feel burnt out again. So I was associating it, right? I was like taking my past and throwing it into the future. And so I really began to reframe it. And I started to use this affirmation that says, I'm open to using my gifts and talents. And I was saying that to myself, okay, I'm open to using my gifts and talents. And this really helped to helped me sort of overcome it and really calm down and think more clearly. And I started to then have a better mindset with it, and knowing that, yeah, that I was projecting my past into the future. And that I did some journaling, meditation as well, but this affirmation really helped me. And it gave me this perspective that, you know, if I do use my project management skills, that it would be my process. It would be my business. You know, I could, and it's in a completely different industry, and I would get to choose who I work with. And this all made it sound a lot less scary and a lot more fun. And I was like, wait, so I can run my own business, use the skills that come easy to me, work with my favorite people who are coaches, and help them with skills that they don't have, and so that they can do their amazing work and get their program out there. It's like, okay, that sounds pretty awesome. And so I was able to make that shift, which helped me to really, you know, I could lean into my own experience of launching programs.
So let me stop you, because you've hit on a couple of, I think, really important things. And so, you know, the first one is one of the ones that, you know, I teach all the time, is your uniqueness and your gift is the thing that makes you different from everybody else. You know, and that comes from a combination of what I usually say is my heart business and my head business. And so, you know, when they talked about project management, that was kind of your head business, and it came with all the yucky stuff that, you know, and your yeah. heart business was, I want to help people, you know, and your uniqueness is, well, I get to pick them, and I get to pick the kinds of things that they want to do. And now I'm someplace that I'm excited about, that I can really write. And so that is an amazing thing, to know that you can take what you already have and reframe it, as you said, and come up with something so much better and so much more powerful for you. I also want to take a step back, because I think the term launch is a very marketing niche, you know, kind of word. For people who are just starting their business, or, you know, maybe haven't gotten into marketing a whole lot. So I'd really like you to talk about what a launch entails, and also how there is a launch process, even for something small. I mean, we think about launching a course, launching a workshop, launching a summit, you know, but I think that, you know, where we miss the boat a lot of times is that learning how to launch something from something small. So if you could talk about that a little bit, I think that would be really helpful to the audience.
Yeah. So, I think it really starts with coming up with a plan of what you want. I think that, I mean, I love planning, so I plan everything. And so what kind of goes into that plan for a launch can really be...
Let me take you back a step, because, you know, if I could get you to talk with the idea of what the idea of launch is. Launch is kind of starting something or putting something, I mean, maybe I don't have the right definition, so that's why I'm asking you, putting something out there so it'll happen, I guess, is what I'm, which is a
yeah.
bad question, but so do a better
yeah.
one.
So launching, you're right. It's, putting something out into the world, and it doesn't even have to be for the first time. It could be, you know, if you have a program that you like to make available to your clients, say 3 times a year, each one of those could be considered a launch. So when you're sort of being like, okay, it's now available, come work with me. And leading up to that are a whole bunch of steps to get people into the program. So that's kind of what the launch process is. And same with like a summit as well. It's like, okay, the summit is now something that people can come to, something that you're selling. And so that's kind of putting it out into the world and showing your genius, really.
It's about, how do you let people know that you're doing a thing, that
yes.
a thing is coming up, whatever that thing is.
Right. Yeah. Cause we don't want to be the best kept secret, right? Cause you can create your program, but you got to tell people about it.
So, you know, you can, you know, the intensity of the launcher, or how much work you put in it, depends on if it's something that you just decide you're going to, you know, I'm kind of making this ultra simple. If you decide you're going to do a Facebook Live or a LinkedIn Live, then that's just a matter of letting people know. that you're going to do it. So it's a very simple form of a launch. If you're doing something like a workshop, you've got more steps to it and you need to go into more avenues to get it done. So that's kind of what I want people to start thinking. I want them to start thinking launch. How do I get my stuff in front of people? Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you're right. And there's like very varying degrees of it as well. And because you could, yeah, do like a Facebook Live as a form of like a sort of a speaking thing that you're doing yourself to introduce the program and like getting people into it. And you could do like a whole 3 month process where you're working with JV partners and like you have like hundreds of people coming to either event that you're putting on, like a workshop or a masterclass, or even a 3 day event if you're sort of like, you know, more of like a multi six figure coach. And then that all roads lead to your program that you were selling.
So the other thing you talked about was kind of, I don't want to say getting over yourself, but saying, you know, kind of discovering that people needed what you had. So what are some of the things that you're discovering that people don't put into their launch or don't think about in terms of launching?
I think that some people don't think about it much at all. They're just sort of like, oh, you know, I'm going to put my program out there and yeah, you know, I'll do it in May. You're like, okay, so it's that May's in 2 weeks. Are you going to do it? Sort of, you know, it's kind of like there's sort of this idea, but it's like, oh, that's something in the future. I'll worry about that later. And then I noticed that, you know, if you do actually can get them to commit to a date, then some sort of fears and anxieties can come up around that. And some people can be like excitement, right? Because fear is excitement on pause. And then, so if you kind of like all of a sudden you realize, oh, the date's in 3 weeks, and you start thinking about all the stuff that you may or may not want to do, and then that kind of can increase anxiety levels and make people feel overwhelmed and stressed out. And so I think that if I were to give sort of like a tip, is really think about it early and plan it out of all the things that you want to do, and do it bit by bit, week by week, so you can get everything done that you want to get done without feeling that overwhelmed stress crunch time and like the week before you want to launch your program.
So let me tell you two things that I've encountered, which I find kind of funny. One is I'm like you, I love to plan. I mean, you know, and so the flips, so there are two parts of that. So for those of you that don't like to plan, and like, you know, one person said to me, you say the word plan and I automatically want to run. You know, what do you do for them? And then the other side of it is, I had someone say to me once, you're so linear, and I'm much more spiritual and holistic. And my answer to that was, okay, I understand that. But if you try to attract people to your program, and you do it by saying, okay, this is what I feel like today, this is what I'm going to do, then your client has to be in the exact same mood, in the exact same mindset, at the exact same time you are to be able to find you. If you can put some consistency in so they know how to find where you're going to be, then they can find you. So can you kind of put those two ideas together, like why, even if you might be holistic and much more, you know, loose, having some kind of a plan is better?
Yeah, I think that it's so important. Excuse me. I think it's so important to have a plan, because also, yeah, because I think a lot of the people that I do work with are the big picture thinkers and the ideas people. And I think that actually a lot of them do quite like to have someone sort of bring them down. I remember last year I was learning a lot about masculine energy and feminine energy, and we need to have a good balance of both. And so I think the person you're sort of describing has that more sort of like feminine energy and a little bit sort of like more floaty. But you do need some of the masculine energy to sort of anchor you down, or else you'll just kind of always be floating and maybe never actually get things out in a way or have like the success that you want in your business. I think if you are to use a little bit of masculine energy to put some things in place, be a little bit more tactical. Because in doing so, because I think that people want to feel cared for when they come into your world, when they come into your program, and they want to know that you know what you're doing. And there's a bit of like, Like you have like a start date and there's a bit of a structure to the program. And so I think that if you can't deliver that to people in some way, that they might be a little bit more hesitant to join you. At least that's kind of what I have found, that people like to, they feel a little bit more cared for being like, okay, there's like this person is going to take me on this journey and there's a bit of a plan to it. Yeah. I don't know if that
Well,
answered your
I
question.
think it's having a safety net. It's like typically when people are getting in front of people, even if you're relaunching something, you've made a decision to do something different. I'm going to either put it in front of a different audience, or I'm going to do a different medium or a different way. So the idea of it may not have worked, I don't know if it'll work or it may not work again. So having somebody there to have, that outside perspective has got to be helpful. And the other piece that I think people may not think about, and I'm just guessing here, is that when you help them, you're putting in place a process that's scalable. I just had an interesting conversation, and they were saying, could you take a look at this, and is this step in there? And I said, well, you need to add another step because of this. And they go, oh, well, it doesn't matter because I don't have anybody that's doing that now. And I go, but you will. So why not build it in now? And now that you have that step, if somebody does come in, because one of the things that I see so often, I'm sorry, one of the things that I see so often, especially with big thinkers sometimes, and particularly generous entrepreneurs, is they have a structure in place. And then they do all these outside the structure things. So they'll go, oh, I'm going to let you in my program for free, because of something you did for me or whatever. And so they never get them into the system. And so they never get the emails. They never get the reminders. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me where it's like, they were like, well, you didn't come. And I was like, I never got a notice. And so that's the kind of thing is you can actually give better service to the people that you're working with when you've got a system, so you've got consistency and your quality is good. And so also you can spend more time doing what you do instead of trying to chase, the odd, the one-off things. Does that make, I mean, does that make sense?
That totally makes sense. And that's something I really like to work with people as well. It's like setting up those systems and processes, even something as simple as filing. Like, do you have a good filing structure so you can find things? Because I don't know how many times people search for things, right? Like, you have some asset somewhere, some image or some document, and you spend so much time searching for it. And actually, a client of mine, he had in his previous launch had a contractor who was doing everything, but she was using her personal email and saving everything on her personal. And so when her contract ended and they didn't bring her back for the next launch, she kept all that because it was all on her personal systems. It wasn't on his. So there wasn't the system for him to have access to all of it. And so they had to recreate everything. And they ended up doing it a little bit late and a little bit rushed. And he thinks that he lost about 50 grand from that launch, that if he had had all those assets and hadn't had to spend all that time to recreate everything. And it's the same that if you lose something, you have to like spend that time to recreate it. So like, even just these little things, because when you do scale and you do bring people in, you want to have it sort of like in a way that they can find it easily as well, because we all believe that everybody will scale, right? We will all eventually have a team. So yeah, it's good to get those systems in place.
But I know one of the things that I'm working on is naming the podcast so that when I send it over to the people that are doing whatever they do, doing the magic that they do, they will be able to find my podcast, and also I'll be able to file it because it's, someone said to me once, it's not where you put it that's important, it's what you think of when you need it. So to be able to retrieve it. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. And so, I have a coach that's working with me on naming, format and, again, where I'm putting stuff so I can find it, that kind of stuff. Because I do spend an inordinate amount of time after being in business over 30 years. I've got, good Lord, good googly moogly. I got, a junk drawer that's probably as big as some people's house. Finding stuff, and I'm always amazed when I do find it's like, oh, I remember this. This is actually pretty good. Maybe I should rename it so I could actually find it when I think about it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I always like to say that. Like, if I was me, where would I have put
Yes.
that?
What was I doing when I,
Yeah.
who was I working with or something like that? So you've got something, an offer for us. So why don't you
Yeah.
tell us about that?
So I do what I offer is a planning session. So it's a program planning session. And I know we're talking about the word plan kind of might make people kind of like, and it's really, so I have this amazing document that I'm super proud of. And it's got like everything. It's actually something we didn't touch on today is about tracking as well. So if you can like track your metrics as you're launching or putting stuff out there, you can see if something's not working and you can tweak things if you look at your conversion rates and things like that. So I have this template that has all the different things that you can track for a launch. It has a plan and also like metrics. So you can look at your, I call them the keys to success, the things that you want to do track. If you have a revenue goal or anything like that. And we go through the plan together. We sit one by one and we go through it and actually commit to a date for your launch and put all the dates in to see if everything that needs to make it happen. So if anyone wants to book a call with me to talk about that, I will provide a link for to book a game plan call, and we can chat about doing a program
So
planning session.
that will be in the notes for the show. And let me just tell you, first of all, if you can't measure something, you're probably not doing it. And part of the measure is so that you can evaluate. So if you're to see whether you're doing it well, if you're doing it often. The other thing is, I'm not, there are a lot of people that are very much into journaling. I'm not a journaler. I will never do, if you've heard me talk before, you've heard me say that I lost the 150 pounds. I have never been able to do a food journal. I find food journals in terms of data, really unhelpful. It's kind of like, I know I ate it, and 2 weeks from now, I don't want to go see what I ate. That doesn't, So I have trackers that I developed for when I was losing weight that I use for business now. That is like, what is my goal? What am I doing every day? And it's for people who are visual, and the majority of us are visual. Trackers are amazing. You can actually see the patterns. And I don't know about you, but when I get into my tracker, I start to color code it and all that kind of stuff. And it becomes almost like a game. So I'm going to really encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity, especially if you're saying, ugh, planning is not my thing, because you may find that this experience will totally open your eyes. You will have an idea about something totally different and a way to do it. And one of the things that she said was, it may not be exactly the way you want to do it, but she's going to help you to customize it a little bit for what you're doing. And that's the key to it. I always say, if it doesn't work, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work. And so, if as you're working with people, anybody who goes, you have to do this exactly like this, I mean, unless you're doing surgery or something. It's got to have room for your personality and your needs and that kind of thing. So
Yeah, that's almost one of the first things that I say in the planning session. I'm like, so I put together this thing, but I'm not precious about it. This is now yours. Let's make it work for you. And we can change the wording for it. We can change everything, completely customize it so that it makes sense to them because it is their plan for their program launch. Not precious about
so
it.
you're definitely, this is like an incredibly valuable gift. I may take you up on this myself. So I'm going to encourage everybody to do this. It is a way to have somebody look at your business. I got to tell you, this is a very sad story. Especially if you're doing something big for the first time, there are so many moving pieces, and there can be something that is so common sense that you thought was already baked into the thing, only to find out that it wasn't. I
I've
mean,
done that
I can't
too.
tell you how many times, I won't say that I did it a lot of times, but one time was enough that I did something in Zoom and I assumed that it had the same link as the other workshops that I did, and it didn't. And so people were showing up someplace else and I was someplace else. Being totally avoidable. Totally avoidable with a good plan and a good plan to keep place. All right. So I want to say to everybody, one of the things you need to do is you need to make sure you check out the really generous gift that Elisha has given you. Elisa, sorry.
That wasn't a gift, though. That was just my program I was talking about.
Okay, but if you book a call, you'll see if that's something they need.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I misconstrued that. There will be also be information for an upcoming workshop that she does on a fairly regular basis. So we should talk about that. So be sure to, you know, you make sure that you subscribe and you share this, and give us comments on Facebook, you know, because we want to build a community. And, you know, this is the way to give back to the community and, you know, get people involved, and so you can learn something, so that you know, as we go along, we need different things at different times. So, you know, the thing about the podcast is it's good because you can go into it when you need it. All right. So now, just for kind of a fun thing before we end, the question that I'm going to ask is, when was the last time you did something new for the first time?
That's a good one. I recently volunteered for my community garden that's in my building here to help them grow like fruits and veggies and herbs for our building. So I hadn't been wanting to work with them and volunteer with them. So that's something that I have done for the first time.
I think that's great because I think, you know, if you want to stay curious, you have to do different things and you need to do things that you haven't done before. So what would be, if you were, you know, what would be the last, like the, you know, practical steps people can take from what you said today?
I would say to really take the time to set up your systems and do it early on, so you already have it in place and then it can just flow so much more easily. So really like give yourself that time and let yourself just sort of sit down and think it through, you know, what do you need to do, and then systematize it.
Okay. And I think part of that has to do with, you know, someone said, I feel really bad because I'm really plagiarizing this coach. She said on her workshop, she said, the brain that created this problem is not the same brain that can solve it by itself. So if you have not been good at planning in the past, chances are you're not going to be hugely more successful in the future because you don't have the tools. And so you need some outside help. And there's nothing wrong with that because none of us can do everything. So that would be my two cents with that, that find out what's holding you back from planning, find out a way that works for you. Thank you again. And what I want everybody to remember is that change can be simple, but it's not always easy. And it requires a certain amount of courage and resilience and a willingness to step out of your comfort zone when you do something different. And you made a comment to that fear and excitement are kind of the same thing. We experience it the same, and that's true. So I want you to join me for the One Small Change on a regular basis, where we embark on a journey of bold vision and innovative possibilities. And so I will see you next time. And thank you so much for spending this time with us. And I hope we'll do this again at some point.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show, Yvonne. This has been fun.
This was great. Thank you.